As you heard, the war in Syria is headed into its 8th year. It's easy to lose track of how it all started. Truth is, a lot of conflicts around the world are like that. They start with something very, very small, even something personal between just two people, and then they spin out of control. That's the premise of a new film called The Insult. It's a drama set in modern-day Lebanon and has just gotten an Oscar nomination for Best Foreign Language Film. Ziad Doueri is a filmmaker. He was born in Lebanon, but now has French and American citizenship. We reached him in Paris to ask him about his film.
It's basically about a silly incident, a very, very insignificant between two people, between a mechanic and a plumber, that evolves into a verbal dispute. And instead of getting it resolved very quickly, it keeps getting worse and worse, and it gets to be more complicated to the point that it goes beyond their control and it goes to a tribunal and it becomes a courtroom drama. And again, it gets even more complicated. It goes to the court of appeal, and then it gets even more complicated. It gets to the presidency. So once it gets to the presidency, the country is on a verge of a nervous breakdown. And we discover why those two people are so much at each other's throat. It's a film about, you know, unfinished business.
Yeah, unfinished business. So this is set in the present day, but
That's
it
right.
deals with the past, the 1980s, the civil war in Lebanon. What got you started with this film, and did you set out to do something about that civil war?
You know, to tell you the truth, West Beirut was about my life in the civil war. This is not about the civil war. This is about my life today.
West Beirut was your one of your previous films.
Yes, it was my first film.
Right.
And it was about growing up in the civil war in 1975. This one is about the other side. It's about, you know, 20 years later, after way after the war, way after I went to the States, worked, lived, came back to Beirut, started re-examining certain things. It's not about history. It's not about civil war. It's about those two characters. But you know how it is. You can't uncut. You can't break that umbilical cord between the present and the past.
Yeah, except I hear that in schools in Lebanon, some schools are trying to break that umbilical cord. They don't even teach the history of the civil war because it's so contentious. So why is it still so difficult in Lebanon to talk about that war?
I think it's very difficult because there is no common idea about who is right and who is wrong. Everybody is pulling history on his side, so they can't seem to agree as long as they don't sit with each other, sit down with each other face to face and dig up the past. You know, we won't be having a common denominator. In Lebanon, you can use certain things. There are certain words. If any individual say it and it gets out of hand, it could turn into, it could carry problems. Mm. You know, when I was a child, my dad always used to tell me, be careful what you say. You know, you can't say that. You know, you talk about religion, people are going to get upset. You talk about race, people are going to get upset. You talk about the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, people are going to get very upset. And this idea that my dad told me one time, because I've done something stupid a few years ago, and then I told my dad, look, this is what I've done. He says, you're crazy. You're completely out of your mind to say this. This is how war starts.
That can you tell us what you said? What was it?
I can't say it on television, on radio. I can't. It's too offensive. Not that I'm censoring myself. That's it. I don't want to be jailed again. It was happened once. I don't want to go again because of things like this. So I'm sorry.
Your caution, though, about the effects that anything you say might have in Lebanon, I mean, it's well founded. At the same time your film was getting rave reviews, you returned to Lebanon and were promptly arrested. Can you just tell us what happened and what it was like being in jail for however long you were there?
Look, you know, we don't want to make this interview sensationalism because, it's, you know, some people tend to think that we're creating negative publicity to attract the audience. I hate that. I did not ask for it. But since you ask, I'll give you a little quick background. The whole problem started with me a few years ago when I did a film called The Attack. It's a film shot partly in Palestine and partly in Tel Aviv. Now, as a Lebanese citizen, you're not allowed to go to Tel Aviv. But I went ahead and did it because I believe that's where the film takes place. So when I came back to Lebanon, there's a group that you probably is too familiar with. It's called the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanction Group. Mm-hmm. They are very active in Lebanon. And then started campaigning against the film accusing me of being, you know, just because I set a camera in Tel Aviv, they say he's an Israeli collaborator. And they said, you know, he wants normalization with Israel where their goal is different. And I said, no, guys, don't start labeling me. I just want to do the movie. But they kept on doing that campaign on my previous film. Then finally, the government was convinced to ban it. And then 22 Arab countries banned it. I was pissed. I was pissed as hell. Like, I just did a movie. I'm not collaborating. I'm not spying. I'm not dealing. I just took a camera, worked, shot it there. A few years later, I go in 2017, I do a film called The Insult. So the government again was Saad Hariri, who was really fantastic. He said, look, this film represents us. This film is legitimate and we love the movie. We're going to send it to the Oscar. So finally, we won the Venice Award for Best Actor. And on the way back to Beirut, was very happy with the prize. Very, very happy. Mm. And then the BDS had filed a complaint with the Lebanese army saying that Ziad Dewiri is in violation of the law. And I was. And I knew it. But that was an old story. So I was taken into custody. And then I was taken to a military tribunal. And then the judge there looked at the whole case. And then, frankly, he just did not want to get into this mess, especially that I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm a French citizen. So it would have caused a little of a diplomatic incident. And, Lebanese government had other things to worry about. So I was acquitted. And I was upset, to be very honest. I was a bit scared because I have a daughter and I don't want to be arrested for a film. You know, I think they have the whole right, the BDS, to hate the movie or to not see the movie, but you can't force other people not to see it.
It's a weird one, though, isn't it? Because it's a sign of recognition for Lebanon when your film, The Insult, gets a nod at Venice, gets an Oscar nomination. And then the government in Lebanon has this long list of banned films. What do you make of this contradiction?
Lebanon is a country of contradiction and paradox. You put the right finger on the word. That's it. You use the right word. Lebanon is torn between two different movements in Lebanon. There are people who just don't believe that we should boycott stuff. We should let freedom of speech and freedom of information and freedom of movie makers and writers and novelists and theater players to be. And there are people who believe that, no, there are red lines you can't cross. This has been an ongoing battle for a long time. The fact that I went to Israel is not a sign that I agree with the occupation. There is an Israeli occupation, and it's extremely unjust. I understand that. But then if you want to fight the battle, go fight against the occupiers. Don't fight against people who take a tripod and stick it in Tel Aviv and shoot there. I think it's just a silly thing. Just because I took the camera and I was curious about the other side does not make you a traitor, does not make you a collaborator. It's not right.
Filmmaker Ziad Dewiri, it's great to speak with you. I can't wait to see The Insult.
Thank you. It's out in the States right now.